I thought I'd be married with kids by now, but that's just not happening, so guess it's time for my backup plan.
New Yorker Zoe is successful in business, running her thriving pet store. She also has good friends and a loving extended family. But she has not had the best of luck in the romance department. And with her biological clock ticking away, she's decided the right guy may never show up. So the backup plan is to become a single mother with the help of modern science. Naturally, the very day she undergoes the in vitro fertilization procedure, she meets the right guy.
Okay, now this is getting weird.
I know, we keep running into each other. It's crazy. What are you doing tonight?
His name is Stan, and he too is a successful entrepreneur, a farmer who makes cheese that he sells at farmers markets around New York. At about the same time she realizes she's pregnant with twins, Zoe also figures out that she's falling in love with Stan. Will he be scared away by the impending parenthood if she tells him? And how long can she keep it a secret anyway? Jennifer Lopez gave birth to twins a couple of years ago and drew on her own experiences to play Zoe.
So many things in this movie was art imitating life for me because I had just gone through the pregnancy. It was really, you know, just fresh in my mind. And yeah, we used a lot of this stuff from real life.
That insight into the funnier side of pregnancy includes the sudden and insatiable hunger that, in the film, strikes Zoe when she spies a pot of stew bubbling on the stove in Stan's kitchen. With no utensils in sight, she resorts to scooping it up and scarfing it down directly from the pot with hunks of bread.
Spoon, spoon. Ooh.
Ah. Hum. Would you like a plate? Napkin, trough.
So sweet, thank you.
You feel so hungry. It's so crazy. And you feel so sleepy in a way that you've never had before. And I just knew, because I, again, had just gone through it, how that was going to ring true for so many women.
The pregnancy humor may be drawn from real life, but the romantic storyline is pure Hollywood. For instance, Stan is shirtless and ripples with muscles as he tends the goats on his dairy farm. As the love interest, Alex O'Loughlin joins a growing legion of hunky stars from Australia, making it big on American screens.
Look, I don't know, mate. I don't know what the differences are. Maybe it's something in the water, you know, back home. But I did get kind of fit for the film because every cheese farmer is ripped and buff. And I want it to be true to character because I'm method. Did you buy a new dress for our date tonight?
Don't flatter yourself.
I'll take that as a yes.
I guess you'll never know.
I guess not. Except you left the price tag on.
The Backup Plan marks the feature film directing debut of Alan Poole, an award-winning television producer and director on shows including 6 Feet Under, Rome, and Big Love. Poole says his challenge was to balance the expectations audiences have for this film genre.
Because it's a romantic comedy and you know how it's going to end up, so on a certain level, the story has to be predictable because you know they're going to end up together. So it's within that general framework of this is a romantic comedy, it's going to end happily, of creating the little moments that catch people by surprise.
There's something that I have to tell you.
I have something I need to tell you too.
You go first.
I love you. It's not the answer I was hoping for.
The movie manages to stay squarely in the realm of the contemporary romantic comedy, meaning that it pushes the boundaries of taste sometimes. There's a few elements of crudity in the humor, but it also had a beautiful classic romantic comedy shape. It was really about these two people who would ordinarily never come together, who get thrown together and have to navigate how to be together. And that's really the classic American screwball romantic comedy formula. And so I was trying to find the middle path where people who understand classic romantic comedy would really respond to it, but it would feel fresh and new enough that it would appeal to a younger audience.
What's it like, the whole kid thing?
The best way I can describe it is it's awful, 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 awful. And then something incredible happens. It's so magical, so life-affirming that it makes it all worthwhile. This would be the best thing you ever do.
The Backup Plan also features Anthony Anderson as a young father who encourages the frightened Stan to stay with pregnant Zoe. Comedian and actor Robert Klein plays Zoe's doctor, and Linda Lavin, a stage and screen veteran, is her beloved and supportive grandma, who's also finding love in the story, in the character played by another screen veteran, Tom Bosley. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.